on the bottom of Mem Cheson with days. Tomer Rabbana, Maisa Bitstuki Echot Shenisach Al Gabi Raglov, Ragmu Kola Ombes Rugehen. Tstuki didn't believe in Nisach Hamayim, and he was the Kohen, and he poured the water on his feet. Also Hayom Nifkuk Karen HaMizbeach, and that day the Karen of the Mizbeach was Nifkam. They said an Esrog couldn't have done that. So they must have thrown rocks also together with the Esrogim. They view Bul Shal Melach v'sasmu, and they brought a chunk of salt and fixed it up. Lo mitnei shehuch shel avoda. That one didn't make it kosher because the Evan was pogum, and you have to have avonim shlemos on the mizbeach. As in addition, it's another reason why it was possible, it wasn't squared anymore. It has to be squared, which we'll see in a few seconds. So both because it lost its square and because part of the Evan was missing, it was possible. And putting salt on it didn't, make it kosher. Right? So Elif Mitnesho Yira Mizbeach Pagum. They couldn't fix it then. They had to take the whole stone out, put a new stone in, whatever. They didn't have time to do it then. But the Mizbeach shouldn't look Pagum, right? Mitnei Rashi says, Mitnei HaKavod. Let's see this for a second. Bul shal melech mole egrof, a fist full of salt, lomit neshiyam mizbeach kosher avodah v'stimazu. That wasn't machshon mizbeach, because that wasn't a stone. Stone was still missing, and still wasn't squared off. Ela kadesh lo yirah pogum et ne'akovet. The mizbeach shouldn't look like it's pogum. It's also a chilul for the mizbeach. But it wasn't kosher avodah, and they had to fix it before they could do the avodah. Okay, shekol mizbeach, she'ein lo lo kevesh v'lo keren. Velo yisold, velo ribua, pasul avoda. On this bayat that's missing one of these things, they're all ma'akev, and it's not considered a mizbeach, and it's pasul avoda. It has to have a kevesh, a ramp going up. It has to have kronos, four kronos on the top. And it has to have yisod on the bottom that comes out by an extension, like we learned before, that how the mizbeach was built. On the floor, there was an extension that came out, and then it went in, what's it called, so you had a place to pour the dam for the yisod, the lo ribua, and if it's not squared off, it's not exactly square, then also it's possible. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer afasove. It has to have a blita in the middle, right? Five amas up was also an extension where the kohanim would walk around there. That also has to be there. Rashi, shekol mizbeach lahachi ein kosher lavoda. Shekol hamizbeach she'ein lo keren bekevesh v'yisod v'ribua pasul lavoda. Hachi garzina. Keren evin amal ama barum amal lechol keren. In every corner on the top of the mizbeach, there had to be a corner of the mizbeach which was an ama by an ama. What's it called? An ama high in the mamish the extreme corners of the mizbeach. V'yisod the hainu ama knisa rishona. After the first Amma, then it went in, there was like a platform, a small platform on the bottom, one Amma high. V'ribua she'eno meruba. Im chaser echad mikol elu pasul. If the Mizbeach is not squared, then it's also pasul. The time on Rav Huna v'shitas kachim, komokom shenemer ha-Mizbeach la'akev. Wherever it says ha-Mizbeach in conjunction with some other part of the Mizbeach, it's ma'akev. That part is ma'akev. Dachim mashma ha-Mizbeach zeu ha-Mizbeach osukein. It's only a mizbeach if it's made with this. V'hanich b'kulu k'shiv ha-mizbeach. By all these things, by the kevesh, the keren, and the yisod, and the ribu, it says ha-mizbeach. Al karnos ha-mizbeach b'etzbo'echo ben mivuim, u'v'kevesh k'shiv al-pnei ha-mizbeach, v'ha-kevesh u'ponav sh-mizbeach, k'shiv pischo v'aliyoso. That's the way that the Pesach, the entrance to the mizbeach, is on the ramp. U'v'yisod k'shiv al-yisod ha-mizbeach, u'v'ribu k'shiv Ravua Yia HaMizbeach. All of these things are the essence of what the Mizbeach is, and if they're missing, it's not a Mizbeach. Rav Yossi bar Yehuda Omer Afasoveit Ma'achvel. Diksover Karkov HaMizbeach Zeu Asoveit. He also, when it says in the Torah, Karkov HaMizbeach, it means a Soveit, the place where the Kohanim walk in the middle of the Mizbeach. Barinemer Bo HaMizbeach. Rabbonin Svir Luzeo Kir. Karkov HaMizbeach is not the what's it called the sovev, it's the kior. B'hochi amrin v'svachim perakotchi kadoshim. The karkov hamizbeach is the kior which prepares you to be able to be over the mizbeach. Okay. Omar Rabba Barbar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Shisin, Misheshes, Yimei Bereshis Nibru. The Shisin, these holes, what's it called? The space that goes down under the Mizbeach, where you put the wine and the water, right? Those were already created, Misheshes, Yimei Bereshis. They were cavities that existed when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world. Shenemar, Chamuke Yirechayich Kamo Chaloim Maase Yedei Amon. Right, the hidden parts of your thighs, right, are Kamo Chaloim. Right, what does that mean? Chamuke Yirechayich Elu Ashisim. They are the hidden parts of the thigh, the side. Thigh also means the side. Yerech HaMizbeach. So it's talking about the side of Mizbeach has a hidden part that you can't see that goes down and extends underneath the Mizbeach. Elu hashisin, kemo chaloyim, chaloyim shemechulolim v'yordim atahom. They're empty, they're, spaces, empty spaces that go down till the middle of the earth. Maisi yedei Adam, ma'aman, ze maisi yedei m'nosu shokar, and it was made by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It was already formed at Briyas Ha'olam, that's where the Mizbeach would be, and the place of the Mizbeach, there was this empty space that went down till the middle of the earth.
Cavern.
Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, wait a second. Chamuke Sisrei. Chamuke means something hidden. Lashon chamok avor. Nistar v'nichsa mimeni. It's hidden from me. V'chein admosai tishak mim. Tishak mikin. Tistari mimeni. She'ad boshal ikari ve'lai al shemo'al tobi. You're ashamed to approach me because you sinned against me. So therefore you hide from me. Chamukei rechayich loshin yerech ha-mizbeach. There is a hidden part on the side of the Mizbeach that extends all the way down. Maisei deum nosar shalakadosh baruch hu garsinan. Va'aleim kora David lo garsinan le betosefta. V'hachanami lo garsinan le. Demand islei shekoran lesle shemisheshim ebreshin ebru. The Gemara Makkah speaks about David HaMelech digging these shisin. So they weren't then made by the Rebbeinu Shalom, they were man-made. But this Gemara holds, this Mandi Omer holds that they were made bidei Shomai. Okay. Chonet Ver Bishmuel, Bereshis, Altikre Bereshis, Elabora Shis. We have another place where it's clear that these things were made already by Maisa Bereshis. The word Bereshis itself means Bora Shis. The Rebbeinu Shalom created these shisim, these hollows, that's it. Hollows under the Mizbeach. Tanya, Rav Yossi Omer, shisim mechulolim v'yordim atahom. The shisim are, empty space, right? Hollows that go, in fact the word cholol is hollow, that go down till the tahom. Shenemar, Oshira no liyadidi shiras dodi, lecharmo kerem hoya liyadidi v'kerem ben shemen, v'yazkehu, v'yisaklehu, v'yitoehu soreit, v'yivin migdol besocho, v'gam yekev chotzav. Okay, so now the Gemara explains this pasuk. V'yitoehu soreik zebeis hamikdash. The Rebbeinu Shem had a kerem, which is Klal Yisrael, and it was in kerem ben shemen, as Eretz Yisrael, and he got the goyim out of here. We'll see Rashi explains all this. And he planted there a sorek, which is the Beis HaMikdash, built a migdal, and what's it called? The migdal besochos emizbeach. The migdal inside, is the mizbeach. The gam yekev chotzabo, elu hashisim. That's the girsa we have. Tosus brings another girsa, that the migdal is the Beis HaMikdash, and the yekev is the mizbeach, because you pour wine on the mizbeach. And gam Yekev is marbe the shisim. Rashi. Yedidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shvilo ani meshorero, uvimkomo ani likbol alzos. Right? I'm singing to the Rebbeinu Shalom and complaining that these things don't exist anymore. Shiras David lekarmo al karmo. On the kerem. Kerem hoya liyedidi b'kerem ben shemen v'eretz Yisrael. Kerem is Klal Yisrael. And they were in kerem ben shemen in Eretz Yisrael. Zovis Hashmeina Mikola Rasos, the fattest of all the lands. Vayazekeu, Bonolahem Orim Bitsuros, Mukophus Losaimu Briah, Kitabas, the Karmin Iska. And the Rabban Shalom built them cities that were surrounded with walls like a ring. And the Isk was a ring. So Vayazkeyu, he ringed them in, he circled them in with in fortified cities. Vayisakleyu, Avim Afana, Avonim Mikarmo. And he took out the stones. Kolomar, Pina Ha'umos Bifnehem, Shalo Yeshu Biartsem, Penyachtiyu Osam. He took the Goyim out of the land that they shouldn't make us in. Vayitoeu Sorek, Notu Gifonim Mishubachos, Veloz Moros El Shoroshim Atzman. The Rabban Shalom planted the roots of these of this Kerem, not that he transplanted it. Ze Beis Hamikdash. That is the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu Shoroshon V'Ikron. It's the root of Klal Yisrael. Shemachavon L'Pnei HaMakom. Makes them precious before the Rabban Shalom. Now even Migdal V'Socho Ze Mizbeach. Ha'osik Migdal Oz. And he built a Migdal inside the Beis Hamikdash, which is the Mizbeach. The Gam Yekev Chotzah, but also Migdal. In that Mizbeach, he made a Yekev. Yekev who bore Chafur. Yekev is a hollow pit where you, what's it called, put the wine. The chain ad yikve hamelech, beis shisa de malka, loshen shisa siachu ma'ara. It's like a cave, a cavern. Lu ovin giriyat, okay? So that's the hint to the, what's it called, to the fact, again, that the Rabban Shalom made these shisa. Tanya, Amr Abelosa Bar Tzadok, lul katan hoya ben kevesh lemizbeach. He says that the there was a small opening between the kevesh and the mizbeach. There was a space between it. The maravo shel kevesh on the west side of the kevesh. The achas l'shivim shana pirchei kuhuna yardim l'shon. Once in 70 years, the pirchei kuhuna would go into there, and they say it doesn't mean mamish. They went into it. It's a very small space. Couldn't get in there, but they went there. They put what's it called, boards or whatever in there to take out what was in this lul. Umalakta misham yayin korish, the wine solidified, it what's it called, coagulated, right, and dried out. Shadoma li gulei deveva, and it was like, what's it called, big wheels of figs, how you make figs, you press them together into wheels. So it was mamash a solid wine. Boin the sarf and also bikdusha, and they would come and what's it called, burn it b'makom kadosh shenemar b'kodesh haseich neses shechar l'Hashem. And someday we'll see how we learn from here that you have to burn it b'kodesh. Rashi, lul aruba was like a little window, a cubby hole. That's what it is. Shehim el malo l'mata, which goes from top to bottom. So there was a little cubby hole, right? And this man, the Omer, holds that the shishim did not go till the middle of the earth. But all the wine that went into these holes was collected in this cubby hole.
What does it mean that was on the west side if it was between the Mizbeach and the Kevesh?
No, it was the Kevesh was wide. So, what's it called? This side was the west side, this side was the east side.
In between on the
right,
west side.
Right. In other words, it was on that, what's it called? The Kevesh went north to south, right? And it was wide, so there was an eastern side of the Kevesh and a western side of the Kevesh. Okay. Then Kevesh l'mizbeach, Kevesh orko l'mizbeis, right, the Kevesh was 32 amos long, mishapeh v'olen, it was on a slant, tes amos at yishav l'mizbeach, and it went up on the slant, when it got to the mizbeach, it was 9 amos off the ground. V'lo hayorosho mechubar l'mizbeach, it wasn't connected directly to the mizbeach, there was a little space between the end of the Kevesh and the beginning of the Mizbeach. Kohen had to walk, watch your step, you know, what's it called?
Mind the gap.
Right, mind the gap, right, that's it. The Hadam, one second. Ma'at mafsik ben asayim, kidom b'zvachim, v'sisa v'secha v'bosr v'adom, ma'at dam b'zrika, just like they threw the blood on the Mizbeach, v'bosr v'zrika, when they threw the bosr, they threw it onto the Mizbeach. Some people have a minig, therefore, when they make a motzi, since the table's like a Mizbeach, they throw the bread, even though you're not supposed to throw bread, but that's only where you're throwing it in such a way that it could get ruined. But to throw it to the people that are getting it on the table, there's such a minig. Holamadita, aver yesh ben kevesh l'mizbeach. So you see, you have to throw the meat onto the Mizbeach. You stand on the Kevesh, and you throw it up over this space. But also Avir Kori Ben Kevesh L'Mizbeach. That space was called Ben HaKevesh L'Mizbeach. The lul hoya ba'oso avir b'maravo shel kevesh, and there was a little cubbyhole in that space on the west side of the kevesh. B'shmona amas maravo shel kevesh. Kevesh was 16 amas, what's it called, wide. So the 8 amas that were to the west were called the west side of the kevesh. Shakevesh rov shel tezayin mi'mizrach l'marav. It was 16 total. So anything in the 8 amas towards the west side is called the west side of the kevesh. But also chal on the sochim yard in the tocho shehein nasim bedromish maravah shomis beachum umukav arba mechitzos ad karkiosa, and the shisim were on top of the mizbeach next to the keren, the southwest keren, and then there was a this space, right, this hollow that went into this cubbyhole. The karkiiso shel ritzvus shayish ve'ein hayayin nivlasham. The what's it called? The bottom of it was made of shayish, so the wine didn't get absorbed into the wall. It stayed in this cubbyhole. The chol nischeyayin shel kol hashon yordim sham. All of the wine that they were menasech went into this cubbyhole on the side of the mizbeach. The high tana lesle shahayu shisim yordim atahom. This Tana argues and says that the Shisim did not go down to the middle of the earth. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, clearly he argues the Shisim did not go down. So there's a few different Shitas in the Shisim. Some hold that they were made Misheshisim Ebereshis, and they went to the Tahom. Others say, could be it was Misheshisim Ebereshis, didn't go down to the Tahom. Others say that David HaMelech dug them, and they did go down to the Tahom. Okay, so there were different sheets as whether it was made man-made, God-made, and how far it was made, where it was going to. Pirchei kohuna yalavim kohanim. And young kohanim used to get their exercise by going down into this cubbyhole and taking out the solidified wine. Yayin korish and ne'apash v'nikrash. It got spoiled and it hardened. The sarfin also b'kodesh, the makom kodesh bazar. They burn it in the azar. They should take it out once in 70 years. It shouldn't get overfilled. She called Karbonos HaTzibur V'HaYochid Tunim Nisachim Chutz Michatas L'Hashem. Every carbon, whether it's a carbon tzibur or a carbon yochid, needs Nisachim except for a chatas and an Hashem. There's a lot of wine there. V'Sorfin Osam, and he's to burn it. Shasurim Ba'Noah the Kodeshu. Shasur Ba'Noah, since it was Kodesh, she couldn't be nehenna from it. She had to burn it. She nemar b'kodesh haseif, hekish shreifa nisucha, which we'll see on Sunday. There's a hekish between the nesech and the shreifa that they both have to be b'kodesh.